Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the host of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. On today's episode, what I'm going to do is I'm going to rank and scout the 15 in order, the 15 most versatile players in the 2018 NFL Draft. Versatile players doesn't necessarily mean best players. What I'm going to do is this, is I'm going to look at, when I look at versatility, I'm going to look at guys that can legitimately play multiple positions, help with different facets of the game. I'm not saying all these guys are going to be stars, but I'm really talking about guys that can be a Swiss Army knife and do a variety of different things. Again, like I just said, not all these guys are going to be stars. Some of them I don't think are going to necessarily have great careers at the next level, but this list is not a best player list. This list is about which ones are the most versatile. And for sure, there are some players on this list that I think are definitely, you know, home run picks and should be great at the next level. And that's what part of what this show is about is a lot of scouting shows and, you know, scouting stuff that you read. It just gives an analysis. You know, what I do is I give an analysis, but I always give a bold prediction of how they're going to play at the next level. So that's going to be part of what I do today is as I rank these guys, I'm also going to be scouting them. So it's a two-part episode. It's 15 through 1. So essentially the 15 most versatile players in the NFL draft. On the first episode today, I'm going to go players 15 through 8. On the second part of this episode, I'm going to go 2 through 1. Just some other stuff that I wanted to tell you guys about that's coming up. What I am going to do is for the next several episodes, because we're getting really close to the NFL draft, is I am going to give you my top 5 players at each position. Again, this show is about making bold predictions, so if you go back, I promise you, go back in a few years from now, I'm telling you, I really believe this is going to be pretty accurate in terms of how these guys play at the next level. So, you know, like I said, I've been doing this every year since 2011. I've watched the entire scouting combine and hours upon hours upon hours of game tape on different players. You know, and really what I do to make my evaluation is this, is I look at an awful lot of game tape, and I also look at a lot of advanced stats. I do believe using something like Pro Football Focus and really digging into that and combining that with the film study of these players definitely helps me, you know, with my evaluation. So with that being said, I'm going to dive into what I feel are the 15 most versatile players in the NFL draft, and starting off number 15, look, I think Georgia is going to have a number of players that will be good pros, and number 15, I'm ranking the 15th most versatile player is Georgia linebacker Roquan Smith. All right, so I said Roquan Smith, he is my 15th, ranking him as the 15th most versatile player in the NFL draft. This guy's going to go in the first round, and I think he should. I actually don't think he's one of the 5 best defensive players in the draft. There are some people that do. I am not one of them. For me, if I was drafting him, I would want him late in the first round. He's going to get drafted earlier, but I think in my opinion, I don't see him as a top 10 pick, but definitely someone who's worthy of going later in the first. And here's what makes Roquan Smith so versatile is, you know, first off, let's just start off with his game speed. He's a small guy. You know, he reminds me a lot of Levante David, linebacker for the Tampa Bay Bucks. And I'll go over that comparison in a second. But what Roquan and Levante both have is they have the speed to negate what the blocking scheme is going to try to do many times. He's a small guy like Levante. They're both about 6'1", 225, 230. They're strong. But they're not your prototype size NFL linebacker. Where, like I said, Roquan's gonna be really good is he's gonna be slippery. He's really hard to get your hands on him. What makes Roquan also very versatile is the fact that, although I think his best position is will linebacker, he can play inside and you can slide him to the will linebacker as well. And you can play him in a 4-3 and a 3-4. He's excellent against the run. I mean, really good against the run. And he's great in coverage. I think his best strength in coverage is going to be to match him up against a slot receiver. Because he's 6'1", he's going to have a size mismatch issue. So I think that's where I play him. But, Roquan has great pre-play recognition. Football smarts are really up there. Like I said, he's got elite playing speed. He's able to sift through, a lot of garbage in terms of, getting to the ball and having a nose for the ball. If you want to calculate the amount of time it takes from the play to snap, for him to get in the position that he needs to get, it's very, very quick. And that's one of the things I like about him. He's got that great sideline to sideline speed. He's overall, his best position is going to be a will linebacker, because the will linebacker, what they do is what they mainly focus on is they're great against the run and they're great in pass coverage, but they're also focusing on covering the slot. They have to have great sideline to sideline speed. And look, Roquan Smith has all of that. He's versatile because he can play in a 4-3 and a 3-4. He can be the middle, he can play inside, but you can also slide him out over to the will linebacker spot as well. So I like Roquan Smith for those reasons. Again, where I think teams are going to have the hard time defending him is that even no matter what blocking speed you have, he's got that game speed where it's hard to even get your hands on him in the first place. But yeah, that is my evaluation of Roquan Smith, and he is my 15th most versatile player in the 2018 NFL draft. All right, and the countdown goes on. My 14th most versatile player in the 2018 NFL draft is a guy that can play multiple positions on the interior offensive line, and that is Frank Ragnow, who plays center from Arkansas. Frank Ragnow is versatile because, like I said, he can play multiple positions on the offensive line. He definitely can play left guard, right guard, but where he has achieved his greatest success has been at center. But yes, he can definitely play at a high level, I think, at all three of them. And he's getting overlooked, I think, largely because he was injured for a lot of his last year playing. And as I've gone back and watched the tape on him, this guy is going to be I think he's going to be a major draft steal. He's solid in almost every part of his game. Terrific pass protection skill, works from a balanced base, has great back bend, a well-timed punch, can move laterally. And I'm telling you, this guy, I think, is going to actually end up being a really big draft steal. Let me just read you something from Pro Football Focus, because, like I said, I'm big on stats. I think stats, if you know how to read into them right, and understand them at a deeper level, meaning, what kind of competition are they playing against? Stats, especially the kind of stuff you can get on Pro Football Focus, definitely is good information. So Ragnow allowed just one quarterback hurry while playing center in 2017. He played right guard and only had two pressures that game. So that year, his last year, he had 488 snaps. And out of those 488 snaps, there's only an issue three times. He only had three hurries on 488 snaps. That's pretty damn good. He does go against good competition. And when you compare him to, even another top prospect, Billy Price. Billy Price, is someone who I think is very versatile, and actually he's going to give something away. He's on this list as well. But Price, I think may play against a little bit better competition, but when you look at Pro Football Focus, his stats were not quite as good. I just think Ragnow is getting really overlooked because of the injury, and he's just someone that can play multiple positions on the interior offensive line. And someone, the more I watch him, I'm starting to see him as really a guy that's pretty close to a can't miss prospect. All right, staying on the offensive side of the ball, and someone else who can block. He's a tight end, and that is South Dakota State tight end Dallas Goedert. Here's why Dallas is so versatile. I actually believe that he is the most versatile of all the tight ends in this year's draft. Hayden Hurst is definitely pretty versatile as well. But here's what I like about Dallas. Number one, the guy is great route running, great speed. I wouldn't say great route running, but I would say good route running. Good speed, and here's where he excels. He's a mismatch. He has super strong hands. He's a great blocker. You can use him as a fullback, and you can line him up inside or outside as a receiver. That's a lot. That's pretty good. Dallas, I believe, is a guy that has tremendously high upside. He's not going to be someone who I think makes a tremendous impact his first year. He's going to have to be molded a bit. But if he goes to the right team and has the right coaches, I definitely think that, he can do it. He's not, to me, the best tight end in this year's draft. I probably would rank him my third best tight end, actually. But when you want to talk about strictly versatility, he's got it. He's a mismatch. You line him up against a linebacker. He's about 6'5". He knows how to box guys, out. Has tremendously strong hands, not just strong in the weight room, but strong hands. Great blocker, can do a lot there, not afraid to be gritty. You can use him as a fullback, and then again, you can line him up in the slot, line him up outside, and he's really someone that you can do a variety of things with. And that is why Dallas Goedert, the tight end from South Dakota State, is my 13th most versatile player in this year's draft. Okay, and the countdown continues with my 12th most versatile player in this year's draft. And that is another interior offensive lineman who mainly plays center. There's a few of these guys that I'm really high on. I'm telling you, again, the center position is huge this year. But Billy Price from Ohio State, he is a center, but he's played a lot of time at guard. I actually would probably rank him as my third best center. I would put James Daniels and Frank Ragnow ahead of him. But Billy Price is very versatile just because he's had a lot of time playing multiple positions on the offensive line. So if you go back to Billy Price's freshman year at Ohio State, he played 3 games at left guard, then 12 games at right. Then the next season, then he played basically all of that on left guard. So he moved back to left guard for 2 seasons, was dominant all 3 years, and then his 4th year, his senior year, he was moved to center, and that's where he was the best. So you want to talk about a guy that has dependability to play multiple positions on the offensive line. Billy Price gives you that. Some of the things I like about him is just he's a violent offensive lineman. There's a couple of really violent interior offensive lineman this year. He's certainly one of them. He's got football smarts in terms of understanding assignments. I mean, just the guy, and from everything I've read and even just watching him, the guy looks like a very smart football player. He's got tremendous power. He's probably the strongest and most powerful of all the centers. The guy is extremely powerful in his upper half and his lower half as well. Has great explosiveness, getting out of his stance. He's a proven commodity. He's done it in a pro style system, played against elite level defenders and done very, very well. I'm not going to give the whole entire scouting report on him as I've done in other episodes, but look, I think the guy is going to certainly be a good player at the next level. He gives you everything you need, and a player that I believe is very versatile and can play multiple positions on the interior offensive line. Yes, I am going to do this. 3 out of my first 5 players are interior offensive linemen that currently play center but have played guard. Like I've said a bunch of times already, we have some really damn good centers in this year's draft, but I believe, in my opinion, the best center, and it's close because Frank Ragnow is really damn good, but when you look at James Daniels, their center from Iowa, he gives you tremendous versatility because, again, he's someone else that he's played the guard position on both sides, and he's excelled mostly as a center. The reason why I'm going to give James Daniels a little bit of an edge over the other two guys is his raw athleticism. It's not only his raw athleticism, but he's the most technically sound of all three. He is so technically sound. He's played left guard, right guard, center, and his athleticism for a center is off the charts. He has tremendous initial quickness. He takes the right angles. He's the smoothest mover of all them. He is, in terms of watching the guys, position their feet, he's the best one, I believe. So, he's just like the other two I mentioned, where he's a center, but he's played multiple positions on the interior offensive line. But Daniels, I believe, is the most athletic. And because of that, and not only the athleticism, but also just the knowing how to position his feet, taking the right angles, does all the right things well. He's the most versatile of all three, and that is my 11th most versatile player in this year's draft. That is center James Daniels from Iowa. All right, getting back to the defensive side of the ball, I have not had a defensive player so far outside of Roquan Smith, number 15, but number 10. I'm going to give you one that is Rashawn Evans, the linebacker from Alabama. This guy has tremendous versatility because he's someone when he, in the Alabama defense, he was lined up as a middle linebacker. He also stood up outside as an outside linebacker and even had his hand in the ground in a number of different pass rush situations. To me, he's not a finished product, but he does offer a lot of upside and really a lot of versatility. Outside of doing all those things, he's a linebacker that actually can cover tight ends at the next level. To be able to play inside, to be able to play outside, have your hand in the dirt, and to cover NFL linebackers, which I think he can do, that to me is highly versatile. What also makes him versatile is his sideline to sideline speed. He's got that. He's like I said, he's not polished, but he's someone that with some coaching can continue to become, a better football player. But right now, he's someone that has a high upside and is very versatile, and that is why Rashawn Evans is my 10th most versatile player in this year's draft. All right, continuing on, my 9th most versatile player in the 2018 draft is wide receiver Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk, the wide receiver from Texas A&M, he's versatile because he has a lot of things going for him, and it can be used in a lot of different ways, mainly as a wide receiver, but also he has versatility where he can really help you as a kick and punt returner. Some of the things that I like about Christian Kirk that add to his versatility is not only is he a great returner, but as a receiver, he has really tremendous route running skills. So many times we see that wide receivers that are also kick returners, a lot of times we see they don't necessarily have the best route running skills, and they're not necessarily true receivers. But Christian Kirk is a true receiver and a true special teams returner. He has great strength. He's able to make a lot of contested catches, strong hands, even though he's not a big guy. He's strong. He put up 20 reps on the bench press. You can line him up inside or outside, but he's mainly going to be used as a slot, I think. Again, the guy can run the entire route tree, can be, potentially a Pro Bowl player just even as a returner. And when you want to talk about someone who's able to get dirty and block, for a wide receiver, he's a pretty good blocker. So just has a lot of things that I like. Kind of a Swiss Army knife type of wide receiver, can use him in a lot of different ways, and again, has that added value where you can use him on the special teams, and that is why Christian Kirk is my 9th most versatile player in this year's draft. So I had a bit of a hard time deciphering between my 9th and 8th most versatile player. The reason why I'm having such a high, such a hard time is that they both do the same thing. I just talked about Christian Kirk. He's a wide receiver that can block, but also can be tremendously valuable as a returner. And so is the next guy I'm going to talk about, and that is wide receiver Dante Pettis from Washington. The reason why I'm ranking him one spot ahead, although I believe Kirk is the better receiver by a little bit, I do believe that Pettis is going to be more dangerous as a returner. I believe Dante Pettis is the best punt returner potentially in this year's draft. He's just as good of a blocker, but really just the punt returning skills are tremendous. Not only that, like Christian Kirk, he can run the full route tree. He's a great route runner, knows how to set up defenders. He just doesn't, in my opinion, I look at Christian Kirk as a more complete wide receiver because he definitely has stronger hands, and I think he's going to be better after contact. But yeah, you gotta love a guy that can run routes, can block, and also be, potentially a Pro Bowl player as a punt returner. I believe that Dante Pettis gives you that, and that's why he is my eighth most versatile player in this year's draft. All right, guys, that is it for today's episode. Next episode, I'm going to finish this off with part two, where I give you the seven most versatile players in this year's NFL draft. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.